And welcome to the Scary Tales from Scary Places podcast with your host, Kevin Green, c'est moi, and the hostess with the mostess, Marjorie? Marjorie, are you wearing entirely a leather outfit today? With crash helmet? Is that your bike? Is that Harley Davidson fat boy outside yours? Excellent. Excellent. Well done. Well done. Are you going to wear that clanky old boots all the way around the studio, are you? Are you going to take your helmet off? Are you? No, you're not. Okay. Excellent. Well, I think those big gauntlets impressed your right knob there. I hope you do. I want to hear special stuff today. Thank you, Marjorie. And also with us later will be Janice. I've no doubt Janice will be back visiting whichever spot we go to today. We go to today. That's painful, isn't it? Oh, damn. So where are we? Episode 18, which is Undeg with, which is 18 in Welsh, as is my want to do, my Welsh thing. Yes, episode 18. So it only remains for me to say where we're going today. But before I do that, it's time for some music. Marge, get the music out if you can press the knob with that gauntlet you're wearing. Thank you. There you are. I knew you pressed the wrong button. Never mind. Well, we shall sally forth. We shall move on. Thank you, Marjorie. Yes, I think you're in there, Marjorie. Yes, you're nodding. Excellent. Well done, Marjorie. Today, we are in or just outside Abergele in North Wales, which is sort of my neighbourhood, just down the road from where I am, just in Abergele. And we are going to visit, well, now, into how do you pronounce this? Gwrych. 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 Something like that. Gwrych Castle in Abergele, North Wales. It is a Grade 1 listed country house. It looks like a medieval castle, but it isn't. No. It is an homage. It is a pastiche. No, I said pastiche. That's a bit tough. Excuse me a second. Pastiche is the wrong word. Homage, maybe better. Yes. It was built between 1812 and 1822. Yes, by Lloyd Hesketh, Bamford Hesketh. Now, there is a name for you. Lloyd Hesketh, Bamford Hesketh. What a name. God. And it's got hyphens and everything in there. Oh, but it was built on the site of an old Elizabethan house, Ivron, which means rounded hill. Ivron. That's a nice, isn't that good? An Elizabethan house was there before. Yes. And this was built between, as I said, between 1812 and 1822. It was a family, built as a family holiday home or bolt hall for the lords and countesses of the Dundonald family. Very rich. Very, very rich. Very opulent. Oh, the whole place was filled with gorgeous things. Oh, it was very luxurious. Very lovely. Very, very nice. What else has happened? During World War II, the property was used as part of Operation Kinder Transport. But 200 Jewish people were housed there. 1946, it was finally sold by the Dundonald family, so that ended about 1,000 years of ownership within that whole area, you know, with the house before that and then the castle, or country house, really, but it looks like an enormous, enormous castle. I mean, it's got 250 acres of grounds and gardens, for heaven's sake. God, it's huge, huge, massive monkey puzzle trees, massive yew trees, huge gardens. It's fabulous. Absolutely. Deer Park. I mean, you know, it is fabulous. Since 1946, however, it had a bit of a checkered history. Leading up to rather unfortunate. In the 1990s, there was a lot of vandalism at the place, a lot of acid stripping. So a lot of the original fittings of the place were stripped out. So it lost a lot of fireplaces and floors and panelling and all sorts of stuff went missing. So you probably find all these things are in people's houses. People got this modest bungalow with a massive fireplace in it. It's all because of that. Yes, but now, in the present day, however, it's undergoing a renaissance with restoration of the house and gardens underway. Oh, it is fantastic. It's fantastic that this is happening to that glorious place. It's absolutely glorious. It's got the most amazing setting on the hills, surrounded by trees, looking out over the Irish Sea. It's absolutely glorious. Yes, if you ever get the chance, come and visit and wander about the place. Take in the restored gardens and see what they're doing with the property. It's absolutely stunning. Indeed, they've had one series of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here has been there. And I think they're just about to start the filming of the second one. So it's all just wonderful, atmospheric. Indeed, guess what? It's a paranormal hotspot. Yes, a hotspot. Have you got a hotspot? I know I have. Oh, so much stuff has gone on in there. Oh, during the 1950s, the place was used as a training base for world middleweight boxer Randolph Turpin. And when he was there, he reported seeing a lady wearing red who was distressed in the gardens. She was laying there, oh, I'm distressed. She was probably flumped. She was flumped amongst the flowers, sitting there going, oh, I'm distressed. Oh, not that dress, distressed. I'm sorry, just had to do that joke. And Mr. Turpin went over to see. Obviously you would, wouldn't you? If someone's in distress and crying, you go over and see if they're all right. How are you, dear lady? How are you? They wouldn't speak like that, would he? How are you, dear lady? What ails you? How can I help you? And with that, she probably vanished in front of his very eyes. Oh, now, I wonder if that freaked the boxer out a little. I bet it did. But it freaked me out a bit. Oh, dear. Not good. Now, this red lady, or rather the lady in red. Oh, that song, the lady in red. No, it's not that one. It's this lady in red. She has appeared before many, many, many times, this lady in red. And there was another occasion where she appeared. Well, yes, she appears with a shawl over her arms, which is sort of running, goes down her back. Lovely. And she has blonde, curly hair. Yes, she does. And she always appears as if she's standing in sunlight. That's lovely, isn't it? Glorious sunshine. Ah, yes, and it has been reported that she just appears out of nowhere, through walls. And then, poof, there she is, suddenly. Which does suggest that she's walking on the site of another property, does it not? Yes. It does. Probably she relates to the Elizabethan house, I would think. The Elizabethan property, that's probably what it is. And then she walks through walls and then she would just, appear and, you know, do that sort of thing. Sobbing, flumping amongst the flowers, you know. What else is there? Oh, there's all sorts of stuff goes on in there. Ghostly footsteps. That's a bit freaky in the dark, isn't it? You've got footsteps that come up towards you in the dark and they stop a foot away from you. I mean, yeah. Someone's mucking about there, aren't they? When you flash your torch on, there's no one there. That's not good. Oh, another puckering moment, I feel. And there's lights been reported. Temperature changes. Oh, and there's also the dark spirit of the Earl of Dundonald. You don't want to meet him. Oh, no. Oh, no. Don't want to meet him. He was a bit of a tyrant, was the Earl of Dundonald. A tyrant, who still stalks the castle. You don't want to see him. Oh, you'd rather see one of the maids or something, wouldn't you? One of the butlers or one of the maids or one of the kitchen staff. There's some of them knocking about, you know, as you do in these places. But, oh, you don't want to see the Earl. Oh, no, don't want to see the Earl. Anyway, hopefully, Janice will get the chance to see the Earl. We'll see. I bet she won't. We'll see what happens. And that has been episode 18 for now. We should get back to you very soon. Marjorie, can you hear me, dear? Yeah, take your helmet off. We need some music. Music for the Janice section, okay? Something scary. Thank you, Marjorie. Thank you, Marjorie. Leather-clad Marjorie. Thank you. Squeaking away down there. Creaking and squeaking. Right, now it's time to move on to Janice and see where Janice is, which part of Gwerch Castle she's in. Say hello to Janice. Janice, are you there?
Yes, I am. It's very nice. I've got my finger in my ear because I can't hear you terribly well at the moment. Yes, I'm in, where am I? I don't know where I am. I'm in this little section of courtyard here. This is a section of courtyard. It's very nice. It's a bit dark, but it's all right. Oh, goodness me. Lady in red, just walk through the wall. Oh! Oh, dear. Oh, that gave me a bit of a jump. Oh, gosh, another one. Oh, look at her. Oh, she's another one. She's distressed. Another one distressed. Why are all these sobbing creatures around here? Another one. Oh, God. I'm going to leave her there. She's managed to find herself a flower bed and she's sat in that. Good. Yeah, you sit yourself there, dear. Yeah, I'll see you later. Oh, goodness. Right, what's over here then? Moving over here. I'm on my own, I must say. I'm on my own. Hang on. I'm big. There are footsteps. I can hear footsteps. Someone's following me across the lawn. Who's this? Let me turn round. I've got my torch. Turn round. I'm flashing my torch. Oh, there's no one there. There's no one there. I'm a bit scared by the fact there's no one there. Right. I'll just turn round and keep going. Good guy. Any more footsteps? No. Good. No more footsteps. What else is happening? Well, it all seems very nice. Where are we now? We are wandering towards the main section. I think we're going in here, which is down some steps. Oh, and into some, looks like a kitchen area. And whoa, who's this? Oh dear, look at him. Oh, he looks cross. Oh God, they're all cross or distressed, this lot, aren't they? Well, I'm, you can keep it. I'm sorry. No. Don't you get cross with me, sunshine. You know what I am. Oh yes. I've got a black belt in Noki. You keep your distance. Oh, right. I'm going outside now. I'm going to go back outside, then I'm going to hand back to the studio and get some fresh air. Thank you.
Oh, Janice, did you just say you had a black belt in Noki? Isn't that a pasta? Oh, goodness. I thought you said you had a black belt in Hitachi. I don't know what that is. Oh, dear. Never mind. I'm sure you'll be well protected. You could throw pasta at him, I suppose. That'll work. Right. This has been episode 18, which is episode Indegus in Welsh of the Scary Tales from Scary Places podcast. With your host, Kevin Green, c'est moi, and with the leather-clad, squeaking and creaking Marjorie, and with the roving reporter, I forgot what she was then for a second. The roving reporter, Janice, with the black belt in Noki, or Hitachi, or Origami, whatever it is she's got a black belt in, she's well protected down there, hurling past her belt. Well done, girl, well done. Ah, we shall return. We were we today, by the way? Quirker Castle, that's right. Oh my God. We shall return with another interesting property, with interesting stories and history. We shall bring it to you to brighten your day. So, whatever you're doing, enjoy yourselves. Take care. Find the joy. It's fun. Join you soon. No, join you. You will join me soon. Join us soon. Oh, for the next thrilling installment of Scary Tales from Scary Places Podcast. Thank you.